Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Herbert Perry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The DH, Jim Thome. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Alvaro Espinoza. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ken Hill. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Curtis Goodwin. Batting second. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Bonilla. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jeff Manto. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Brett Barbary. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jamie Moyer. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonilla throws the ball into Ripken, who tags Lofton trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Manto fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga hits a pop-up towards first. Palmeiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Curtis Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro takes first base on ball four. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Anderson moves to third. Palmeiro moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Anderson scores. Palmeiro scores. Bonilla moves to third. It's 2-0, Orioles. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Espinoza fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonilla. Bell reaches second base with a double. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Manto fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is called out on strikes. One out. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manto is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brett Barbary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barbary hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Curtis Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodwin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thome for the out. One out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza hits a fly ball into right field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lofton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry fields the ball and throws to Hill covering. Safe. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Palmeiro hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bonilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonilla. The throw from Alomar and he is out, Berga applying the tag. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell throws the ball into Berga who tags Ripken, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Espinoza fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barbary settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Orioles. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Espinoza fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manto is 0 for 1 in the game. Manto strikes out. Two outs. Brett Barbary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barbary is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Barbary takes first base on ball 4. Curtis Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Espinoza fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 0 for 1 in the game. Espinoza hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Indians, 4, Orioles, 4. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Vizquel reaches second base with a double. Lofton scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Jim Dedrick now pitching. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dedrick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barbary settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bonilla hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 5, Orioles, 5. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 5. The Indians will come to bat. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barbary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Alomar moves to second. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Espinoza hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Lee now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoyles hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Orioles. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manto is 0-for-2 in the game. Manto hits a ball on the ground towards third. Espinoza fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Poole now pitching. Brett Barbary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barbary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Barbary hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Curtis Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodwin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 0-for-3 in the game. Berga hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vizquel moves to third. Armando Benitez now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Vizquel scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 6, Orioles, 6. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Plunk now pitching. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bonilla hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 6. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento pinch hits for Herbert Perry. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrento is called out on strikes. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barbary settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Espinoza hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barbary settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Sorrento now playing first base. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Manny Alexander pinch runs for Chris Hoyles. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manto is 0-for-3 in the game. Manto strikes out. There goes Alexander. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Paul Essenmacher now pitching. Brett Barbary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barbary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Barbary is hit by the pitch. Curtis Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 6. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Zahn now catching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Zahn and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel hits a pop-up towards third. Manto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Berga is walked intentionally. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lofton scores. Berga moves to third. It's 7-6, Indians. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrento hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Goodwin. Sorrento reaches second base with a double. Berga scores. Ramirez goes all the way around to score. It's 9-6, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Jose Mesa now pitching. Alvaro Espinoza now playing second base. Jim Tomey now playing third base. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Palmeiro for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 6. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.